Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try! Oh! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M Network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Triple M rocks the footy. Yeah.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
And a good afternoon. Welcome back to it. We have talked about the Laurie Daly demise and sacking of Laurie. The other one to go this week was, of course, Neil Henry from the Gold Coast Titans. I think a lot of people thought that perhaps Jared Hayne would have been the one to exit. Anyway, we've got Wendell Saylor, we've got Brian Fletcher, Ryan Girdler and Anthony Maroon. We do it thanks to Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Fellas, before we get into the meat of this argument, this is Jared Hayne at a press conference. Let's have a listen to Jared Hayne.
Probably when the Paul Kent wrote that article, you know, and knowing that Paul Kent and Neil have a relationship, you know, and I thought that if that comes out from Paul, you know, I'd rather Neil just tell me, you know, himself instead of having, you know, a journalist write it, instead of just kind of coming up to me and talking to me about it.
So you think Neil Henry was the one sort of mounting a campaign about you through the media? Like he was leading, you think he was the source of leads?
You're going to have to be the judge of that.
All right, there it is. So then we learn on the back of all that. Well, first of all, let's start with that. There's obviously an issue there that Jared has with Paul Kent. What he's tried to do there is, I guess, say that, Neil Henry, it's hard to explain, but...
No, it's not. What Jared's trying to say is that there was reports that, you know, he wasn't doing his best to be as professional as he could, like taking a few shortcuts at training, obviously, you know, with recovery and rehab and stuff like that. So sometimes your coach will come in and say, listen, mate, I just think, mate, you're doing too much of this. You're not doing enough of this. I need you to lift a bit around the boys. So rather than come to him direct and say, Jared, this is what I need you to do, what he's trying to insinuate is that he's used Neil Henry to sort of go public with it just to say... this is what Jared hasn't been doing. So that's why Jared's blowing up. Jared said, if that's the case, Neil should have came to me. So, but there's no proof in that. I think Paul Kent has sort of come out and said that.
But why wouldn't you, yeah, when the story was written back in March, why wouldn't you come out and say that then?
Yes, I agree. And that's what I would have done.
Like, I don't know whether he's getting advice, if Jared got advice from someone else, or that's the way he thinks. But obviously Paul last on NRL 360 came out and denied ever speaking to Neil Henry about it.
Well, maybe you're a Gold Coast Titans fan. You want to have your say on this. You can get on the phone 133353. Fellas, where do you want to start with this one? First of all, thing I think, Ryan, is that the coach versus the player and the coach walks. Yeah. Do you think that culturally is a problem?
Well, the coach doesn't walk, and I think there's so many different moving parts to this situation, to the fact that the Gold Coast Titans, don't forget the NRL are trying to sell the Gold Coast Titans, and... I think they need to have the club sold, I think, by the end of the rugby league financial year, which I think is November. So if they've got a suitor out there that's looking to invest, yeah, and they've got a coach that's going to cost the football operation $400,000 next year to walk away, and maybe they can come up with, you know, some sort of settlement that's even less than that, or you've got a player there that's demanding $1.2 million to walk away. It doesn't look so good on the books if you've got a guy that next year you need to pay over $1 million to when you're trying to sell the club. It doesn't look good on the P&L. So essentially,
you think it was financial?
I think there's a lot of, as I said, I think there's a lot of moving parts, Fletch. I think that there, you know, the story was the Jared Hayne, Neil Henry situation, but I think through the club there was probably some other issues that some of the other players have had. I think Neil, I personally think, you know, Neil's a great coach. I've never played underneath him, but he's been now moved on from a few different clubs, and in those clubs I think there's been times where players they've been unsettled, and I'm not sure whether it's a technique or whether it's not, they feel like they're moving forward as a club, but he seems to be able to, you know, stay a period of time at most clubs, and then he's moved along, and I think there's probably other players out there, and Jared's probably, as I said, the headline, but the other players out there that have probably voiced their opinion to the board when asked, and I think the board have thought that in the best interest of the club moving forward for so many different reasons that that's the way we're going to go.
So who do you think should coach the Titans moving forward? And let's say, I know everybody's going to say Kevvy Walters, but if I go on, Del.
No, I think you look. You know, you're talking about someone with, you know, a really hard personality who doesn't take much crap, who sort of knows the game. I'll throw this guy up. He hasn't coached for a couple of years now, but I think he's got like the headspace to handle a Jarryd Hayne. You know, even though if Jarryd might be there for a year, I think David Ferner. I think David Ferner's looking to come back in the fold, and from Canberra, I think he's an assistant now at the Bunnies.
Yep.
Him and Anthony Seibold there helping Madge out. I think David Ferner he wants to get back into head coaching. I know Tuvey's there as well, but you've got to have a strong personality. As you know, Dave Ferner doesn't take much crap. Remember when Ferguson and Dugan were on the roof, and I think Dave Ferner actually went around there. So he's a real hands-on coach, bit old school too.
Mm. And the other thing is too, Fletch, though, we talk about a coach that can handle Jarryd Hayne. Surely Jarryd Hayne hasn't got more than a year to go at the Gold Coast Titans, certainly not on $1.2 million a year.
Well, that's the question. But, I mean, Jarryd Hayne is off contract next year, and we've mentioned that he's on $1.2 million. If he doesn't aim up, if he has another season like he has this year, there will be no offer from anyone. So
that's what I mean.
You would think that Jarryd will hopefully has learnt a lesson from what's going on here, get to training early and just do all those little things that a leader, because he is a leader. I mean, we've seen what he can do. He's won two Deli M's.
Yeah.
He's basically won the New South Wales State of Origin for New South Wales in 2014. So he can play. I think he needs to maybe just mature a little bit and realise how important he is and the effect he has on other players around him.
And a new coach coming in when Jarryd's coming off contract as well, if he's going to have a good season, it's going to be next year. And if he's going to need to impress a new coach, well, it's going to have to be on and off the field if they're going to look to retain him. So, yeah, there'll be a lot of motivation for Jarryd next year, not just to, you know, make sure that he's potentially going to stay at the Gold Coast, but for another suitor to be out there looking to bring Jarryd Hayne into the fold, he's going to have to tick a lot of boxes.
When you're 29, 30, you know, you've still got a chance to evolve it and be better. You know, he can play till he's 33, 34. He had a couple of years over there in the NFL, or that one season, which wear and tear on his body wouldn't have been too bad. So there's no doubt he can play till 33, 34, but I think the most important thing for Jarryd is to evolve, as Fletch said, as a player and as a person off the field. You know, sometimes, you know, I was a very big personality, but Wayne Bennett sort of molded me into being a team man. So with Gordon Tallis and guys like that, and Alan Lang, I could still be myself, but, you know, I have to do the extras, be more of a team man, and that's what you do for a team. I reckon that Jarryd's got to sort of come back a little bit. It's not just about the Jarryd Hayne show now. You know, he's got to help those young players get better, but also, when you're not on contract, when you're not up for a contract, man, at the moment, there's not going to be too many suitors that want to buy into Jarryd Hayne, because I think, oh, there's a lot that comes with Jarryd Hayne. Mm. You know, is the best part of Jarryd Hayne gone?
Well, you look at Benji Marshall, when he left the Tigers, and he was the man at the Tigers, and then he went up to St. George, but then he went up to Brisbane, put his tail between his legs and was paying a little bit of reserve grade for Redcliffe. So, I mean, that would have been hard for Benji, but by all reports, that they said Brisbane couldn't be happy with him. And obviously, Ivan has spoken to Wayne, and now he's going to be back at the Tigers next year. So sometimes you have to maybe just, you know, cop it and swallow the pill and get back and just train a little bit harder.
Yeah, it humbles you.
There was a whisper out there through the week, boys, that potentially Mal and Adrian Lamb could take over as a director of coaching for Mal, which therefore he could retain his Australian role. And then Adrian Lamb also, who's the assistant Australian coach to Mal with the Australian side, I mean, they could potentially come in there, and obviously there's not a bigger personality in the game than Mal, and he'd be obviously great for the fans and great for the club in general. And Adrian Lamb, they say he's got, you know, a lot of good ideas and has been in the system for a while.
He was at the Dragons there, where, you know, helped Wayne out, and then he was with Papua New Guinea. I remember back in Clove Valley Crocs back in the day, more young bloke, he was coached by Lemmy, so he understands the grassroots level, but understands what it's like at that level and what that club needs, and he's an ex-Queensland guy too. So I think Lemmy would be a good fit, but you've got to have someone like a Mal or someone
else. If you could get Mal, that'd be huge.
What about
that'd
the Walker huge. Boys? What about, obviously, they've had a lot of success. I think they'd be great. I think it'd be a revelation. I know that they've got some different ideas, but, you know, I'm not sure whether the Gold Coast Titans are a club that's, I guess, in a position to chance their arm in that regard. But maybe it just could be a bet that really pays off if they get it right.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly know their footy, the Walker boys. I don't know whether they would play the way they play in the Q Cup. I don't know whether they could take that to the NRL. But if they could have a mix and combine the two, I really think they could be excited. They'd be great to watch.
They've got
the philosophies
ground,
are the same, though, aren't they? I mean, it's just, you know, when you hear them speak about the game, the philosophies basically are just getting players identifying what they're best at and allowing them to express that on the field.
Yeah. Well,
so that's the same philosophy.
I think the idea is to keep the ball for as long as you can in possession.
Yeah.
Whether that be, because they say it's a minute average if you've got the ball in attack. Sometimes they get it to a minute 40. So their philosophy is keep the ball away from the opposition.
Oh, but you know, we'd like to do that.
Like having an older brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you're playing against a Melbourne and the Broncos and the Roosters and when they're on, I mean, it's easier said than done. Oh, look, I reckon there's a lot to the Walker boys. I played with both of them and they're both good mates of mine. Mate, it works in Trust Cup, but you've got to find a middle ground or something, a medium there. For it to work, I think, at NRL level, I don't know if the Titans can take that risk this time, because if it fails again, people are going to want the Titans gone.
Oh, and they've got to find the bloke that's going to help them hang on to the likes of Ash Taylor and blokes like that. But the real shame of this whole Gold Coast Titans thing is, last year, for a first time in a long time, they'd gotten some credibility back. They were winning games, they were making the finals, they were looking good on the field. So, you know, I don't know. And until they get a few of these things sorted out, like who is going to coach them, they've lost a major sponsor. Until they get a few of these things sorted out, no one's going to jump in there with any money.
No, well, the talent's there. It's evident. They beat Cronulla this year. They beat Melbourne. We talked about Melbourne ain't losing four games. One of them
beat the Broncos.
Beat the Broncos. There you go.
Okay.
So they've got some.
So they have got some talent, but it's just about getting that right mix and just being consistent, because, you know, earlier in the year, we were all just going, wow. Like, you know, they were like the Dragons. People didn't expect them to be up there, and neither the Titans. And then a couple of injuries. But as soon as they got a couple of injuries, then they're always going to struggle.
Sunday Triple M NRL. Saturday Triple M NRL. I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I'm all normally on the Sunday show. That's why I'm saying that. But we're doing it thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. We got Holden Cup at the moment. Canterbury 22, Gold Coast 20. And we'll have that game for you at 3 o'clock this afternoon. But we'll take a song and come back with Fletcher's List of Grievances here on Triple M. Saturday Triple M NRL, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. Holden Cup at the moment is underway, but at 3 o'clock we'll have that game for you between the Gold Coast Titans and the Doggies. Well, an important one for both, considering that the Gold Coast have conceded 126 points over the last 3 weeks. Ouch. And if you're going to have a flutter on the game, you do it with UBet, a UBet multi. Download the app today, customised by sport, time, price, and always gamble responsibly. And from UBet, Jared Daffy, good afternoon, old mate.
Afternoon, guys.
Now, what about this one head-to-head, mate? Titans, Doggies.
Yeah, well, that's that. Doesn't really make you want to rush in and back them, does it? They open favourites, but not surprisingly, they're drifting favourites. Not much in it now. $1.90 Gold Coast. $1.95 the Bulldogs. The game total there over and under 44 points.
Okay. Now, Storm Rabbitohs, Bunnies have never beaten Melbourne at Amy Park. That is outrageous.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that until I read that. And the betting would suggest that they're not going to break that hoodoo either, because Melbourne Storm $1.16, the Bunnies are $5.50. The line has already moved a couple of points. It's 14.5, and even that minus is now into $1.80. And plenty of activity on the game total here. Over 40.5 points, the favourite way now at $1.80.
What about this one? This is going to be a good game tonight. Cronulla have the wood on Sydney big time, though, on the Roosters, winning and covering in their last six clashes. I'm talking Sharks-Roosters head-to-head.
Yeah, now, most of the week here, Cronulla were the favourites, but there's been a major shift today, so much so that could have got $2.05 at various stages during this morning for the Roosters. They're equal favourites now, $1.92 each of two, so they might even start favourites. Again, plenty of interest in the game total, which has been set at 38 points, and the over is where the money has gone there.
But I suppose, Daff, everyone's talking about this Mayweather versus McGregor.
Yeah. Look, this is the biggest, or probably one of the biggest sporting betting events anyway, and we'll see this year. And globally, all bookmakers everywhere are saying it's breaking all records. Currently, we've got Mayweather $1.28, McGregor at $3.65. He was $4 earlier this morning, so he's shortened up again. And plenty of interest in this method of result. McGregor by KO, it's the favourite way for him at $4, and Mayweather by KO at $1.70. But massive amounts of interest, and we will have live betting on this one tomorrow.
Okay, making an NRL multi is easy with the all-new UBet multi-builder. You just download the app, customised by sport, time, price. Always gamble responsibly. Thank you, Daff.
See you, guys.
Here he is from UBet. It's, of course, Wendell Saylor, Brian Fletcher, Ryan Girdler, Anthony Maroon, and we're doing it thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Is it time now for Fletcher's List of Grievances? I've got a lot of grievances with you people.
Yeah, I've got one. I've got one today. Now, I understand local councils need revenue, and parking tickets are one of those.
Are we talking about local council in the eastern suburbs?
Yes, I'm talking about Waverley Council. Now, living and growing up in Bondi, I understand, look, parking is hard to get anyway.
Oh. Yeah.
I got a ticket the other day.
Mm.
Get this.
Mm.
For parking too close to the car in front of me.
No, you did not.
Yep. Now, I've got a Toyota Hilux. Very good car. Mm.
Convertible?
Yeah, rather large. Mm. Sunroof. What I want to know is, first of all, I didn't know that was a rule.
Yeah.
Or an infringement.
Mm.
How does the said police parking officer know that it wasn't the car in front of me that reversed close? Because I got out, I was quite angry. Because I put my...
You're never angry.
I put my money in the meter.
Haven't you got a sticker?
No, I don't have a sticker.
Mm.
Don't need a sticker, usually. Mm.
But it doesn't matter anyway, because the issue is...
Yeah.
You need to park a meter, or not a meter, I think it was 600 mils.
600 mil?
Millimetres. From the car in front. But how does this traffic officer know that it wasn't the guy in front?
And how much was the ticket?
$108.
But just fight it. Just fight it, mate.
I'm not going to fight him. You don't win. You can't fight Waverley Council.
Well, Waverley Council, as far as a parking police... go, by golly, they are world class. They do their job.
Yeah. So they should be around neck of the woods.
Mm. No, but it's, what it's does people that mean, coming Del? Into the eastern suburbs. Get out. If you're not from the eastern suburbs, that's my spot.
Hang on, what are you saying?
That's my spot.
You're saying if you're not from the eastern suburbs, get out.
Yeah, you can't say
in
that.
In that parking, in that spot, that's my spot. It says BF on the gutter.
Well, I wasn't aware that you had to park a certain distance from the car.
No.
I don't carry a ruler around with me.
But see, on the back of this, I heard Ryan had a good suggestion earlier where we could have these airbags on the outside of the bumper bar so that, you know, like if like a little cushiony airbag rather than a bumper bar so that if the car in front hits you, it just runs into the...
No, that was Fletcher's idea, actually. My idea was having a couple of rulers attached to sort of the front fender and the back fender that just sort of popped down at 600, you know?
Like Kim Jong-un, that sort of ruler? Or like
no.
Oh, like a tape measure.
Like a tape measure, yeah.
Well, anyway, Waverley Council, I'm not paying my rates this week. Bad luck.
I haven't heard of that rule.
No,
I have not heard of that rule.
Actually, can I blow up to just, I know this is yours. You know
music,
what I mean? Like,
please.
Yeah. I just got one sort of issue, okay? You know when, like,
you got lots of issues, but you're going to share one
No,
with
I'm going to share one. You know when you change your flights and that, like, even though you've got a flexi fare and that, they still sting you like a $90 or $80 changeover?
Yep.
I don't like that. I just...
Isn't that what a flexi fare is, though? Isn't it having the ability to change your flight and that's why you pay extra additionally?
Yeah, that's right. But sometimes they sting you anyway for like the change of the flight or something, $80 or $90. Happened the other day because there was an accident on the Princess Highway. And even they said, look, we'll change his flight for him, but it's going to cost him $80 or $90.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Also, when you don't pay your power bill, they switch it off.
Oh, like, that's not
it. Are you feeling good?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to keep the spa warm?
Yes. Saturday, Triple M NRL. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. 3 o'clock is kickoff. We'll have that game for you, Titans. And the doggies, stay right there. We do it for Bryden's.
1, 2, 3, 4. Never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Welcome back to it. Big weekend again. Of course, tomorrow we are at Pepper Stadium in the beautiful city of Penrith for that game between the Panthers and the Dragons. And then right across the finals, we will be at those games. We have the grand final. We'll have all the shows for you. So all you need to do is download the app at triplem.com.au. But look, you should be able to hear it in the station you're listening to. We are your station for the NRL, and that's why we will be at the game on the Gold Coast this afternoon between the Gold Coast Titans and the Doggies. And on the line, I think, to talk with us is Matty Rogers. Rat, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Mate, what about you? You played for the Sharks. You played for a very illustrious career in the rugby as well. Do you consider yourself, Rat, as a Sharky or a Titan?
Oh, mate, you've asked me a tough question. I'm sitting in the Titans stadium right now. But, mate, if you force me to pick one side and you absolutely force me, I couldn't go past my Sharkies, mate. It's
a
bit of family history there. But, mate, I love the Gold Coast. I'm raising my family up here and it's... Mate, when you've got a winner's day like we have today, you couldn't be in a better place.
Hey, Matty Gerds here, mate. How are you, brother?
Hey, Gerds.
Hey, mate, you've been pretty vocal through the week about what's happened up there with, and you've been pretty critical about what the administration and how they've acted. What are your thoughts on what's happened in the Gold Coast? Just tell our listeners.
Oh, good. It's just what's really disappointing is that the players are the ones, you know, put in front of the media, having to defend the board's actions and administration's decisions and so on. And you know yourself, you know, like I did, all I wanted to do when I played footy was train and play. And I just feel like this has been dragged out and played in front of the media far too much, and something that could have been dealt with internally. And you know, look, the club comes out the worst for it, and the players are, you know, they're having to deal with situations that they're not equipped for. They're equipped to play football. I know that we expect a lot of our players, and I know that the players have been thrown into the middle of all of this, you know, given the situation. But, you know, I think it could have been handled way better. It could have been handled internally, and it probably could have been handled in 2 weeks' time, to be honest. I would have much preferred the club to privately drag everybody inside and say, listen, we know there's some issues. Let's get through this next couple of weeks, and let's have an end-of-season review. And then it puts everybody on notice that, okay, let's get through these last 2 weeks. Let's do what we need to do. Let's be professional about it. We all get paid to do a job.
Yep.
And, you know, at the end of the season, the administration and the board can do their job. I just felt like it was, you know, played out far too much in front of the public. And, you know, the club suffers and the fans suffer. The fans don't want to see their club dragged through the mud like it has been.
And that's what I was going to say, Matty. Obviously, the club's, you know, been up and down now for... You know, since its inception, really, we've seen different brands, and it's always trying to rebuild. It's always in a rebuilding phase, the Gold Coast. What does this do to, you know, what you guys are trying to achieve up there?
Well, mate, you know what? I always sort of say, you know, to have a solid club, you've got to be, you know, you've got to be together from top to bottom, from administrator, from your board right through to your 25th player. You've got to be a team as one and united and offer a united front to the fans, because the fans are the ones that are going to support that. When you don't have that and it's fractured, you're never going to have success. And some of the clubs I played for over the years, when that's all together, I mean, I didn't win any premierships, but I know, you know, you did, Gerds, and I know that, you know, playing at Penrith, you would have had a great, you know, I guess administration team doing their job, feeding into the playing group, which then, you know, allows you to go out and just do what you're there to do, and that's play good footy. And I feel like, you know, at the moment we just don't have that. It's a bit of an us and them mentality, and I have been privy to a few discussions, and I have spoken to a few of the players, and that's how they feel, and it's not a good look, you know, for the game on the Gold Coast. We're trying to sort of establish ourselves, and we have, but all these little hiccups along the way don't help. And you know, look, I just hope the new owners that come in, you know, understand that. And I'm sure, you know, given the history of the club, they'll understand they need to have that, because they need to get a real solid foothold in this market, because, you know, we don't want to be pushing fans away. We want to be dragging them in. And it's a very fast-growing environment. And if we don't, I mean, the Gold Coast itself is a population. And if we don't offer, you know, something that the fans are excited to support, they'll go and support something else. They'll go to the beach. We want to give them something to be excited to support. And we can do that with the Titans, and hopefully the new ownership, whoever that may be, whether it's some of the current board, whether it's a totally new consortium that come in and take over, hopefully they recognise that, and I'm sure they will.
Hey, Rat, it's Fletch. Mate, let's steer this away to another subject. Now, in the Fletcher household, Anthony Don is a god. Is he as popular up there as he is in our house? Because what he's done this year, after all the dramas, every game he just seems to aim up.
Mate, he does aim up, and you know, I had the pleasure of playing with Boog, and he's just one of you know, rugby league's gentlemen. There's nothing flash about him. He just gets out there and gets the job done. He's as good as I've ever seen under the high ball. Just phenomenal. There's no nonsense about him, and I think, you know, if there's any of the younger players in that squad want to take note out of someone's sort of effort and, you know, I guess resilience, it's probably Boog. You know, he didn't make his debut until I think he was 26 years old, which is very rare in this day and age. But he's just a tough competitor and an absolute legend of a bloke. So, mate, he would be a champion in the Fletcher household. He'd get on real well with him, Fletch.
Hey, Rat, it's Del, mate. Just quick one. Last time I was talking to you, you actually had a proper job, unlike some of us. Mate, you were on the committee there, the Commonwealth Games. Are you still doing that stuff?
I am, yeah. It finishes in a few months, mate, so I'm real happy about that. But it's been good. Now, the Comm Games are coming up to the Goldie in April 2018. So,
can we get some tickets, mate, or not?
Mate, I'll see what I can do. But
thanks, mate.
You saying going to be there? You saying?
Beg your pardon?
Put your hand in your pocket.
I don't mind paying for tickets, mate.
Now, Matty, before you go, just clarify for us the call team working with you today.
Mate, I've got Dobbo sitting next to me. He's pumped up for a big game.
Champion.
And Boxy's down there on the sideline. I think he's eating he's eating some chips down there. It's a hot dog.
Okay, Boxy being Steve Walters for those.
Oh, really?
All right, Matty. Okay. Well, mate, have a great call this afternoon. We'll be joining you at 3 o'clock for that game between the Gold Coast Titans and the Doggies.
Good on you guys.
And we've had an email come through from Martin Goff, who's of Yarramundi, who says, this is the usual way to park, just your problem and the distance you need to leave between cars. This is the usual way to park unless signs tell you otherwise. You must park in the same direction as the adjacent traffic.
I did that.
And parallel and as close as possible to the curb. You should be entirely within any marking lines and at least 1 metre from any other parked vehicle. 1 metre.
Mm. Who was that, Martin?
Well, you could go around on any given day and find 1,000 people in any area at one given time.
All right. Well, this Martin Goff fella, he goes around like a vigilante.
Yeah.
He just checks on people's parking. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. We're back with more after this.
For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle!
Beautiful tackle!
Triple M rocks the footy.
Now, big game this afternoon for these two clubs playing for pride. The Titans, here is the side thanks to Mongrel Boots, Jared Hayne, colourful Gold Coast identity, Tony Don on one wing and Will Zillman the other, Dale Copley and Phil Sami in the centres, Tyrone Robertson, Ash Taylor, Jared Wallace, Ignatius Parsi, Nathan Peets is the hook of the back row, Kev Proctor, Liavahi Pulu, Max King. So the bench is number 12, Joe Greenwood, 14, Kane Elgee, 17, Paterika Vaivai, and 18 is Morgan Boyle. The Doggies, Will Hopewadi, Brett Morris, Josh Morris, Branko Lee, Marcelo Montoya, Frawley will start at 6, Moses Mbai at halfback, Tolman, Graham and Leisha, then Jackson Elliott, 13 is Clemmer. The bench is now Cassiano, Faitala, Marina, Fualaulau, and Tualau is the bench for the Doggies. It is time for this.
The Triple M Footy Voice.
So this is all about giving somebody the opportunity to be the next footy caller on the Triple M Network. Over the last few weeks, we've been asking people to send us their best rugby league commentary. Regios are now closed and the winner will get a commentating experience and tickets to the NRL Grand Final. And who knows, possibly the start of a new career with Triple M. So we sat down here at Triple M HQ and selected the semi-finalists, setting them a new challenge to call a game from round 24. Now, here is a few of the entries.
Albie from Randwick in New South Wales.
Sends it to Laffey. Laffey offloads to Nightingale on his wing. Comes inside his man. Pushes away. One, two. Just throws away Maguire, but goes down in the tackle. Nine out. Laffey goes at the acting half. Pushes away Boyd. He's trying to aim for the line now. He's got some strength about him. Does a full 360. Sends it out to Thompson to Whittam. A massive cutout pass by three players to Kurt Mann. Steps outside his man. Steps right around Nikarima now. Offloads the ball to Dugan. Dugan's on his way to the line. And he does a Max Maddox and drops it.
David from Berwick in Victoria.
Maguire runs the ball up over halfway before being met there by Vaughan. Tarek Sims around the legs. Brisbane have got numbers there on the right. They go at the Thaiday off his right. Met there by McGuinness. Vaughan to Bellendale low. 30 metres out. Fourth tackle. Hunt to dummy half. Gives it to Maguire. Maguire gives it out to Milford. Milford gets through the man tackle. Cut out past to Oates. Oates for the corner. Corey Oates. Oh, what a leap by Corey Oates. And I'm sure that this is going to be a Brisbane try.
And representing Queensland, Harrison from Brisbane.
The Knights, they'll get another crack. 3 minutes gone and the Knights have another opportunity to strike first. It's tapped and goes to Safidi for the first hit up centre field. He'll play the ball. Bura out of dummy half goes right to Brock Lamb. Lamb, short pass to Fitzgibbon and Fitzgibbon will muscle his way over the line.
Well, there they are, boys, and they were all good. Albie Tallarico from Randwick. I know Albie, he's a good fella. David Andrew from Berwick in Victoria and Harrison from Brisbane in Queensland. Now, but I liked how Albie mentioned Max Mannix dropping.
Yeah.
Poor old Max Mannix. He dropped one pass. No disrespect, Fletch. You might have played footy at South with a bloke named Fatuli Talanoa. Feeding him, he dropped more than he caught. I just feel so sorry for Max Mannix.
But when he caught it, mate, he'd score a try.
Oh, don't worry about that. Well, who did you like out of those three there, Wendell?
I like the first one. The first one was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm going for Albie.
Yeah.
Yep, what about you?
Yeah, I'll go the other guy.
Okay, and any advice for any of them?
Just go with what you think and what you feel. Don't try and be someone else. Just be yourself.
Okay.
Then keep working away at it because...
Don't park too close to the cars in front of you. That would be my advice.
Yeah, yeah. Peter is the real...
Pay your electricity bill.
We'll take a song. We'll come back and wrap things up. Saturday NRL. Saturday Triple M NRL, thanks to Brighton's lawyers. So far this round, Raiders 46, Knights 28, Cowboys 22, Tigers 14, Eels 52, Broncos 34. And those scores are all thanks to Tyre Power. You pick up a Karcher high pressure cleaner when you buy four selected Continental tyres. So that's a pretty good deal there if you're after some new tyres and you get the pressure cleaner as well. But right now it's time for more important things. It's time for this.
Best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
You're not sending me to the cooler. The cooler.
All right, everyone. Chill.
Yeah, the cooler's back in on home soil today, boys. That's right. He's back in the Golden West. He's out at his favourite Sydney track, Rose Hill. Don't you love a good day out at Rose Hill? Working Fletch, class. I know you would have spent more time at Randwick, but the cooler loves the hill, as it's more affectionately known. Now, he's found a little horse that takes him back to those fabulous times when the cooler was out and about in the Golden West at some of the bars and the clubs that he used to own. And he heard that, he was very popular around those sort of parts. Maroon, he actually earned himself the title when he was out and about, the hypnotist. Yeah, they say that he used to charm the ladies until they were almost hypnotized or drunk, and then he would deliver the final line, and it was over. So there's some synergies today. The hypnotist is racing; it's unbeaten in all three starts, just like the cooler between the sheets, you might say. The hypnotist does his best work in the mounting yard, of course. He lulls the competition into a false sense of security before leaving them standing in the barrier. So the cooler's tip today, Sydney Race 6, number 3, hypnotist. And guess what it's paying, boys?
I don't know.
$13.
Wow.
And it'll win, and the cooler's out.
Yep.
Oh, that's juicy. Come on, hypnotist. You need it. You need to kill the cooler.
Hypnotist paying $13.
Who's on board, Gord? Good.
B-Shin.
Oh, Blake.
Oh, yeah.
Champion.
Yeah. Great fella.
Now, guys, you've got 2 minutes to preview this game. Thanks to Iveco Trucks, strong by nature. Iveco.com.au. Iveco Trucks. I know it's not a game that has any bearing on the on the premiership race, but two sides that should be playing for pride. And we know that the Doggies, Fletch, will always play for pride. Who do you like today and why?
Yeah, look, I was very impressed with the Dogs last week. I thought they finally decided to change their attacking, especially young Hopper Wadi out there on the right edge. But I'm going for the Titans. I just think the halves, Ash Taylor and Tyron Roberts, might be a little bit too smart for them. The Cowboys' defence the last 4 weeks has been atrocious, but I just think all this drama is now over and done, obviously with Neil Henry leaving next year. So Titans to win in a close one.
Preview thanks to Iveco Trucks. What about you, Ryan Girdler?
Yeah, I think there'll be some excitement up there amongst the Titans players. Not so much that, you know, there's been the changes made, but the fact that it's coming to an end. I mean, it's been a pretty ordinary season for them in relation to injury and the latest drama. So, yeah, they'll be certainly on their toes. But I'm with you, Fletch. The Bulldogs played... They've defended well all year, and their attitude's been pretty positive, but they got some confidence last week out of the back of having some success with their attack, and they built on that and ran in 30 points. So I'm going to go against you, Brian, and I'm going to give the Bulldogs the nod today in a tight one.
Brian, yep. It's not often we hear you get called that. Final word is with you, Wendell.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go the Doggies today. I think the Doggies can get the job done. Titans are in a bit of trouble. Can I just say, looking forward to going to the Convoy Charity Ball tonight. Your man Marty Haynes is hosting that, Kids Cancer. So looking forward to doing that.
And we broke up. He's not my man anymore.
And well done to my daughter, Matisse, who just made the grand final. So while your mum's over there in Hong Kong, Dad will come to your game and support you, babe.
Okay, boys. And while we've got 20 seconds, thank you so much. Dill, get home safely.
Love you guys.
Fletch, it's always great to get
you in
off the interchange.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic, Brian.
Should I wear my singlet?
Great work.
You're singlet on again next week.
Okay, yes. Ryan.
See you tomorrow at Maroon out at Penrith Stadium for the big one between the Panthers and the Dragons.
Big Benny Dobbin and Matt Rogers will call that game for you next. The great call team from Brisbane. Gold Coast versus the Doggies next on Triple M.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.